From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Amid growing calls for changes in his city's beleaguered police department, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel fired his police chief today. NPR's David Schaefer reports Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy is being forced out 1 week after a Chicago officer was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald.
Superintendent McCarthy has been facing a firestorm of criticism since the release last week of dash cam video of the shooting, which shows Officer Jason Van Dyke firing 16 shots into McDonald as the teenager walks away from the officer. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says public trust in the leadership of the police department has been shaken and eroded.
Any case of excessive force or abuse of authority undermines the entire force and the trust we must build with every community in the city.
So the mayor asked for and got McCarthy's resignation. Still, many here say they don't trust Emanuel to shake up Chicago's police department as he appoints a new task force to overhaul officer training and accountability. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
A new report is expressing concerns about movement of the group calling itself the Islamic State into Libya. However, experts in the study presented to the United Nations Security Council also stressed the group is one of many warring factions there. According to the report, an estimated 2,000 to 3,000 members of the group, also known as ISIS, are in the North African country. The report says the group could be benefiting from its notoriety in Iraq and Syria and poses both a short and long-term threat. The House approved two measures that would block President Obama's recent executive orders aimed at combating the effects of climate change. NPR's Susan Davis reports.
President Obama returned from a climate change summit in Paris to confront a Congress eager to unravel his climate change agenda. House Republicans approved two measures that would effectively block Obama administration orders to dramatically reduce carbon emissions coming from the nation's power plants. House Speaker Paul Ryan disputed criticism that the Republican Party is out of step with the public. According to public opinion polls, a majority of Americans support action addressing climate change.
I don't think we're out of step with public opinion wanting jobs, wanting economic growth.
Ryan said Obama's executive orders would hurt both. The president said he'll veto the measures if they reach his desk. Susan Davis, NPR News, the Capitol.
A momentous day for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on a couple of fronts. Zuckerberg, who along with his wife today announced the birth of their baby daughter, also detailed plans to give away 99% of shares in the company he founded, worth an estimated $45 billion. Zuckerberg says he plans to give away the stock over the course of his lifetime. Zuckerberg did not specify where the money will go. The effort known as the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative is named for the Facebook CEO and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan. Stocks posted solid gains after largely treading water for the past several sessions. All three of the major stock market indices up nearly 1% today. The Dow was up 168 points. The Nasdaq rose 47 points. You're listening to NPR. House and Senate lawmakers appear to have reached a deal on a $281 billion five-year transportation bill that would increase spending to address the nation's aging infrastructure. Measures aimed at putting to an end a cycle of temporary extensions and threatened shutdowns of transportation programs that made it difficult for states to plan projects. However, the bill still falls short of what the Obama administration says is needed to update crumbling roads and bridges. Ford Motor Company says it will add 2,000 jobs and pump $1.3 billion into its Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. Rick Howlett of member station WFPL reports the automaker is investing in the production of its strong-selling heavy-duty vehicles.
The company will add a new body shop and upgrade the facility to build its new aluminum body Super Duty truck for 2017. Ford President of the Americas Joe Hendricks says they've begun hiring the new workers.
The investment here in the growth is already taking place, and the new product will launch in the second half of next year and be available late next year.
Ford has been spending heavily on its two Louisville operations. The company invested $80 million in the truck plant in 2014 to meet demand for Super Duty vehicles and $129 million to support production of a Lincoln Sport Utility vehicle at the nearby Louisville assembly plant. For NPR News, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.
According to California officials, the state missed its 25% monthly water conservation target for the first time since it was implemented in June. Mandatory water use restrictions are in place in the state as it seeks to deal with the effects of a multi-year drought. California's State Water Resource Control Board says cities throughout the state were only able to save about 22% in terms of consumption in October. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.